Hell, it pained him too, not to do a damn thing about this rampant attraction that wound him up like a coiled spring. His focus briefly wandered to the bar where Kara had joined Jamie in a round of shots. Somewhere out on the dance floor, Travis's sister Megan was snug up against the fire chief, Becker, while a bunch of their other buddies had grabbed a table in the back. They'd all rented a few limos for the night, riding from Hidden Oaks down to the city so they could fully enjoy the celebration. Smith shrugged and took a drink of his beer. "My money's on, you're too much of a pussy to do it." Travis scoffed, his eyebrows shooting into his hairline. "One, I'm not too much of a pussy to make a move on her. Two, why do people use pussy as an insult? I never understood that. Pussy is fucking awesome. It's pretty much the greatest thing in the world. And three, you know she's not interested in a guy like me." Smith nodded several times and flubbed his lips, as if Travis had just revealed the secrets of the universe. "Yeah, you're right. She probably likes men who actually have the guts to go for her instead of just staring at her wistfully while she's on the dance floor." Travis rolled his eyes. "That's not what I meant. I would never stare at a woman wistfully. When I stare, it's hungrily," he said as he deflected the conversation from the real reason he hadn't acted on his desire for her. Kara was great. She was fun and sharp, and he'd enjoyed every second of the summer they'd spent together back when they were younger. He could still recall how fiery she'd been between the sheets. But now that they were no longer two horny teenagers screwing in the back of his truck, or two recent college grads reconnecting for one hot night, she didn't have any interest in guys who didn't like settling down. A volunteer firefighter and a professional card player, Travis was not a settler-downer. Hell, he had his sights set on winning the California Bachelor Fireman's Auction in a few weeks. The key word being bachelor. So, as much as he wanted to have the woman in red again, he was all wrong for her. Even though he wanted her badly.
Time for another round. Jamie grabbed Kara's arm and practically yanked her off the dance floor. Kara nearly stumbled in her heels from the surprise attack her friend had launched on her elbow. "Hey, I like that arm. I want to keep it," she said as they made their way to the bar. "It is indeed a very nice arm, shapely and toned," Jamie said, patting Kara's bare flesh as they reached the chrome and steel bar at Edge, a nightclub owned by one of Travis's friends. "So you can see why I'm attached to it," she said, and then her eyes widened as the soon-to-be bride gestured to a tray with shot glasses and a gorgeous crystal martini glass with a purple concoction. Kara pointed to the fancy cocktail. "Purple snow globe?" Jimmy nodded. "Pick your poison. I ordered a bunch of drinks." There was no question in her mind. She'd gladly take the sweet, sugary, award-winning cocktail over the burn of a tequila shot anytime. She picked up the drink and clicked glasses with Jamie. "To your wedding. I will happily drink to the end of my single days," Jamie said, quickly downing the amber liquid. "Speaking of single days, what are we going to do about you and Travis and the way you two were staring at each other on the dance floor?" Kara's jaw dropped. "What? Holy shit. Had everyone noticed?" She thought she'd done a bang-up job sealing away her desire in a Ziploc bag and stuffing it in the back of the freezer. Evidently, she had not. She slapped on her best cool and composed look, took a leisurely swallow of her drink, then said, "What are you talking about?" "Oh, come on," Jamie said, rolling her pretty brown eyes. "The two of you are still checking each other out like you did in high school." God, it had been so long. And even though she and Travis had flickered back into each other's lives once or twice since, they were never in the same place at the same time for long enough to matter. That hadn't stopped her from wanting him, though. "Well, that was then. This is now," Kara said, as if she could so easily squash the long simmering desire she felt for him. She'd try any remedy to get him out of her head, but he was right there, 20 feet away, casually leaning against the side of the table, knocking back a long neck as he chatted with Smith, looking all relaxed and sexy